The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access radio station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, then please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora and welcome to Soar Ribjet on 96.4 Radio Southland. In the studio this afternoon I have Dot Jody, who works at Wellington Inter. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from Matera originally, so from Southland originally area, so I've always lived here, been up to around a bit in the new supermarket industry and come down here and start a family in 2000. So I've been here for a wee while. Have family in Gore, my parents live in Gore, and other family are up around Queenstown and Tapa Nui. So I'm just a pretty quiet sort of person.
Yeah. How old were you when you first became blind?
Vision started going when, well, it's probably had it all my life really, but 9 years of age when I was diagnosed with a rare condition, which included having RP, retinitis pigmentosis, which is the narrowing of the vision.
Yeah.
So that's sort of been gradual over the years. So just always go to the eye clinic in Dunedin every 2 years to get tested, see how things are progressing, and over the years it's got smaller and smaller, and to a stage, and like in 2000 when I went to, I've been driving up to 2000 and went to go and find out about my license. Drove over to Dunedin from Arrowtown and went to the eye clinic and asked them about my license and see if I'd still be able to get it. And they told me, you shouldn't be driving now. So I had to stop driving after that. Had to drive back to Arrowtown though, but that was about it. Stopped driving in 2000. So. My vision was down to 70 degrees at the time, and it was your required fields were 140 degrees that you're supposed to have when you're driving. So,
What is it like playing blind cricket when you are blind?
It's a good challenge. It's good to be part of a team again. Playing a team sport. I used to play softball when I was younger, and into my 20s and things with the recaps and. In Gore, it was a great team to be a part of, quite a social team. And we used to play backyard cricket in Matera as well when we lived there. And a few of the boys from around the neighbourhood would come to our place because we had a nice big section. And we'd have a bit of fun pretending to be in the 80s, Richard Hadley and Lance Cairns and all those players that were pretending to be and smashing the ball around and bowling the ball fast and doing some crazy stuff. Playing cricket, so it was just I just got into cricket again last year when one of the girls I've been on trance with through the Blind Foundation gave me a call and said to see if I'm interested in coming to try out for some cricket, so I thought give that a go. And went up to Christchurch at the Richard Hadley Centre up there, Performance Centre, and started meet a lot of people there that I hadn't seen before, and some of the ones I've caught up before with doing the tramps and stuff. And it was good just to be part of the team again and have a play and throw around, and got back into it then.
How long have you been in the New Zealand Blind Cricket team for?
Only this year. It was a development team last year. We went away, I got selected for the development team, we went away to Australia and played in four states over there, Victoria, Queensland, New South Wales, and down to Adelaide, South Australia, for a three-match series against each place. It's the first time New Zealand's actually won games over there, so it was quite good to win against the Queensland team. We've got two out of three over there against them, and Adelaide, we beat South Australia once, and they cleaned us up in the last two games, so. But it was good to have some wins when we're over there.
Yep. Yeah. What is your favourite part about your job?
Job at Work and Income? Or?
Yeah.
I think it's just helping people and meeting people. I quite enjoy, you know, trying to inspire them or assist them in the right direction, be able to support them in finding work mainly is the best part. Once they, you know, find out some people are quite low in motivation, low in confidence in themselves, so building their confidence up again, and hey, yeah, they find out they can actually do it and get out there and find a job, and it's great when they come in and say, hey, I've got a job, and, you know, it's just a big real buzz to hear that and support them and, you know, continue on and make it successful for themselves.
What is your favourite part about representing New Zealand in blind cricket?
Well, I think it's a great feeling to be able to put on a, you know, a jersey, the black jersey, and being out there to represent your country is probably a big thing. And I don't think I would have been able to do that if I wasn't visually impaired. So I think so. Having the visual impairment has helped me to be in that position that I can, you know, be able to represent your country and in a sport and be part of a team. The best part is being part of the team and, you know, mingling with them. They're a really great bunch of guys and great to be around.
Yeah. What do you enjoy doing when you are not at work?
When I'm not at work, well, I like spending a bit of time down at the beach. I've got a family place down there, down the beach in the Catlins, so it's good to get away, because, you know, you're dealing with people every day at Work and Income, and sometimes when it comes to the weekend, you just want to get away from everything and not talk to anyone. So it's a good place to go. Usually it's just family there, or there's no one there. Especially in winter, it's really good because absolutely no one there. You got the whole beach to yourself, and you can wander around, and, you know, the dog comes with me, and that's a nice time out sort of period.
Yeah.
Otherwise, at home, I'll do the garden side of things and catch up with friends that I don't see much of these days. But as you get older, things change and people move on. But the ones that are around here, we still stay in contact with, and even the ones that live overseas now, we still meet up every now and again. So it's good to keep in contact with those people and the ones through the cricket as well.
Yeah. Have you always worked at Work and Income?
Ever? Worked anywhere else?
Yeah.
Yep. When I first left school, it was in the supermarket trade, so I was working at New Road after school for a bit when I was at school, and then after that I went into New Four Square in Matera, which opened up, and was working there with Jeffrey Cowan. He was a great person to work for. They supported me all the way through, you know, working there for about 3 or 4 years. I worked there, and then another position came up at New World Gore and the Nightfall captain, so I went up, worked up there as well, and still worked for Jeffrey every now and again at the Baldwin's discount there. So I was worked in supermarket trade for about 19 years. It took me to Ashburton, lived up there, and worked in a new supermarket up there. Went to Frankton, Queenstown, worked in the New World up there when it first opened. That was quite a good experience. And then moved back down to Invercargill to Woolworths on Tay when it first opened up around there. So as a grocery manager, I was working my way up to being a grocery manager. So it was a good opportunity there, but it was a bit different than the New Worlds operate, so but it was good though. It was a good challenge, and end up into the butchery department after a while when family came along, because the hours suited a bit better. Like with being a grocery manager, you had to be available most of the time when the shops open and even when the shops closed. And, but being a butcher, it was mainly just 6:30 to 4:30, and nice sweet hours for me and the family side of things at the time. So it was great to be there. And when that closed down, I ended up going back to New World Windsor for a bit. And that was a bit of an experience there. And back to Super Value Plaza for a bit and worked in there. And then on to my own business and out at Kennington Park Boarding Kennels and Cattery. Took that over, it was pretty run down, and built it back up and got it working nicely. and then sold it on 3.5 years later. Mm-hmm. Coming to town, and you know, my eyesight was getting worse at the time, and so I needed to change career path. I couldn't be in this, you know, walking around the supermarket, tripping over boxes all the time, or walking into people, or walking into walls, or shelving and things like that. So we looked at studies at SIT, which was probably the best thing I ever did, was go to SIT, and it was a great experience. So I was looking at going into accounting, and started off doing accounting papers, and but went on to do business, HR, and management as diplomas, and it was great time there. I quite enjoyed the learning experience and meeting like people like Bernie Daglish. He was a great tutor, and Simon Mattis, he was a great person as well. So yeah, no, it was yeah, and then finally finished up there at SIT and struggled to find a job, I guess, with the eyesight sort of things. People were put off with that, and got a job through Work and Income. Got me down to working at Ruru School.
Cool.
Doing a bit of administration work there, and then when the off-season came around for the meatworks, the Work and Income rang me up and asked me to fly there, and been there ever since, so 7 years.
If you could have any job in the world, what would it be and why?
Any job in the world? That's a difficult question. I quite enjoy what I do now, but if there was another job, maybe I guess I like supporting people. I like helping people. So like, there's a lot of mental health issues around these days, and it'd be great to be able to get into counselling side of things. And but pretty much what we do at work is, you know, sometimes it's sort of like counselling. So, you know, it doesn't, you know, I'm pretty happy where I am and what I do at the moment, and don't really have any other goals in the way of work-wise. Investigation team, I would like to work on the investigation team, doing that sort of stuff, because I'm quite like investigating things and working out things. But, yeah, that's about it.
Is there anything else you would like to share?
I'm just grateful for my family, my parents, mum and dad, and my aunties and uncles that have supported me all the way through. With being visually impaired, it's quite a challenging experience. As you know yourself, with any disabilities,
that
can be quite challenging, but having the support of them and my work co-workers, a really great bunch of people at Work and Income. Best bunch of people I've ever worked with, and continue to work with, and great support.
Thank you for listening to Soul on 96.4 Radio Southland. You can download my podcast from iTunes platform or Access Radio, or on the Radio Southland Facebook page. Access Internet Radio Project free to download from Digital Play, and there's an app, just put in Soul with Jet and you will find it. Thank you, Jodie, for coming into the studio this afternoon.
Thank you, Jack.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of the Access Internet Radio Project makes these podcasts available. To find similar podcasts by other stations involved in the project, go online to accessradio.org.